Good morning, a Friday morning, and not just any Friday morning. It's a Friday morning before our on-air fundraiser. We're trying to get to $1 million in the lockbox right now, $343,393. Just a little bit more to go to $400,000 to make our challenge. Alan.
As we always say, it's the whoosh, the little stream that goes and you fill up the tank and then you put the plug out and whoosh. Ladies and gentlemen, it depends on whether everybody decides to do something. You know, $50,000 in 3 days, but two of those days are weekends. I'm asking that every good citizen, every good WAMCer gets to the lockbox and puts something in. You go to WAMC.org. It's so easy. You put a little something in and it's done. Hey, if you put in $100, you get this beautiful t-shirt with Vote WAMC, huge check mark, and a cup that says the same thing. It's wonderful. But most of all, you put something in, anything in, and the radio station that you depend on, that you listen to, that's part of your family, is with you. And ladies and gentlemen, this is really the time to do it. We do it for our children. We do it for our town. We do it for our villages. We do it because we do what nobody else does in radio. Nobody. Think about why you're listening now and just put a little something in and we're done. We'll get that extra $10,000. $10,000 is largely symbolic because it just represents love.
Anything you can do now, and we thank you at WAMC.org. Alan, the big news, Speaker Paul Ryan now says he'll vote for Donald Trump, basically saying the GOP has more in common with him than it doesn't.
Paul Ryan didn't have any choice here. He's going to run for president. We all know it. It's just a matter of time. He can't have it on his record that he didn't support the presidential nominee of the party. He just cannot. There would be too much resentment. He's taken his time about it. He made Trump wait. It's humiliating for Trump. Nevertheless, now Ryan is doing what we always knew he had to do. He has to support the Republican candidate. And it's not only that, David. He also has to worry about all those marginal GOP races. The GOP establishment is scared to death that they're going to lose the Senate and they're going to come perilously close to losing the House if they don't organize. Over in the other place, you got a Hillary race. Hillary's got the older demographic. Bernie's got the younger one. And it's going to be a very, very close race. It all depends on who comes out. For example, we know that kids in the past have not come out in the same numbers that older people have. And very small numbers vote in primaries. Even a contest like this, it may have a lot of people. But in a general presidential election, about half the people come out to vote anyway who can. So we have to see who decides to get off their yes, 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 and vote.
Hillary Clinton yesterday gave what was billed as a foreign policy speech, and in it she warned that Donald Trump's thin skin would set off war or economic crisis. She said this isn't someone who should ever have the nuclear code. She called him Donald and compared him to somewhat of a petulant child.
Well, there are many people who think that that's the case, and there are many people who think that she's a little late with it. She's taking off the gloves. That's what you have to do in a campaign like this. You can't speak from on high. You have to really go for it, and people have to really believe you mean it. In this speech, she did, and you notice that she's talking about Trump, and she's not yelling about Bernie Sanders, because that would not help. She's winning a few votes of getting the nomination, and she's not going to blow it, but she is really going after Trump now, and for her supporters, that's a smart thing for her to be doing.
Alan, Governor Andrew Cuomo was in Syracuse yesterday. He spoke to reporters about lobbyist Todd Howe, a key figure in the ongoing probe into the Buffalo Billion Economic Development Project and SUNY Polytechnic. He says it's irrelevant whether he knows Todd Howe, and if anyone does anything improper, they'll be punished to the fullest extent of the law, period.
This is not good for the governor. Todd Howe has been a very, very close associate of his. You're not hearing him saying this about Prococo, the, quote, third brother that he spoke of in his father's eulogy, who's also been subjected to a lot of scrutiny. I don't think the Cuomo people are all that uncomfortable with Prococo. I think that they're a lot more uncomfortable about Todd Howe and what he might say. And that is why we're seeing what we're seeing right now. He's saying the right thing. Hey, if you broke the law, you'll be punished. But this is a guy who had a seat, Mr. Howe, very close to the central player in New York state government, and that's the governor.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Get to that lockbox right now at WAMC.org. Come on.
Yeah, David, we're depending on everybody to do the right thing. And that's all it is, the right thing.